This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Emma Mack is with us on the phone. How are you, sis?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
It's good to have you back. We miss you.
I know. It feels like I'm on a big holiday, to be honest.
A lockdown holiday.
Yes, I know. I actually really don't mind a lockdown because it gives me a chance to do things that I need to do around home and spend a little time with the babies, so it's nice.
And how are the Jardins? Of course, no school, so they're with you?
Yeah, we finished a few days early, so they're here. My son's got into Minecraft, so he's been building some deadly fort. So, things are really good.
Shout out, Chance.
Yeah, he's downstairs being independent, making his own breakfast.
There you go. Look, let's talk a bit of footy. And last weekend was pretty crazy. You know, we saw the ending to that game where we got completely ripped off there, by the way. But the announcement going around the ground that anyone from Brisbane has to get out, including the commentators, and there was some confusion for the Lions. What was Mitchell sort of telling you at the time there?
Oh, it was honestly a bit of a sideshow watching that at home. I was carrying on a fair bit in the living room. It was actually a really, really good game. A lot of controversy. And, like you said, we had a lot of our commentary, so Luke Hodge had to get out of the way and get out back into hotel quarantine. And anyone in the stadium had to leave straight away. So it was pretty full on. But, yeah, once the game finished, I think we didn't really realise exactly the impact that Brisbane COVID had on the players. So, the boys had to go into quarantine. They had to get their COVID test the next day. I think everyone just thought they'd wait for the negative test to come through and then, we'd be back on the plane, sweet as, no dramas. And Virgin actually is really good at creating sort of like charter flights where we have just our players on board. They take them straight back to where they're from and then they leave the airport or they go from a different location. They're picked up on the tarmac kind of situation.
Yep.
So at this stage, we're looking around, Friday, I think they should be back. If not, they could be staying down for a couple more weeks only because they have games against Melbourne teams. And, it's just common sense that, they're there at the moment, they're COVID-free, games can still go ahead. So I think at the moment, we're looking at possibly staying down for the Collingwood clash. And then also I think they play Bulldogs in Ballarat as well.
Yeah.
It throws your
life out of whack a bit because, number one, you're a single mother at the moment essentially with Mitchell – only probably planned to be away for a couple of days. And the other thing I'm wondering is, they wouldn't have packed for a couple of weeks. Surely you've only got enough stuff for a couple of days.
Well, yes, he ran out of knickers in the first few days. So they had to go. Once the COVID tests had come up negative, the boys were allowed to head to the shops and go get, some stock. So most of the boys have sponsors, so they were able to go to their respective sponsors. We actually sponsored by Puma, so we went to Puma.
Good gear.
Got a few socks and things. So, and also they're going to be playing footy, I think, in Melbourne area and also heading down to Ballarat, which can be quite cold. So most of the boys didn't even pack jumpers and things like that. So, I'm used to it, actually. I'm not like a fish out of water at the moment. And we've actually got a really good club that is very supportive, especially to families and new mums and things like that. So, I've already had a couple of messages from the club members and some of the other partners checking in to make sure if we need anything, to just ask kind of situation, which is really, really good. I'll just hold tight and hold the fort like normal and wait for Papa Bear to come home.
Now, what a game that was, except for the very last decision in the game. It was pretty painful for fans to watch. How was it for the players, to sort of know that was a howler and the AFL have come out and said, it should have been a free?
Yes. Oh, my God. There's only really one word for it, and that's heartbreaking. Oh, that's not two words. Yeah. Heartbreaking, I guess. And, it really did. I spoke to Mitch after the game and I could just feel nothing but sadness, I think, because it's such a vital game for us. We came out guns a-blazing. We wanted to get in their heads, and that's exactly what we did. Mitchell was tagging Joel Selwood and played his role perfectly.
He was on fire.
Oh, yes. And, you know, there's always been a bit of back and forth with that club and our club. So we really had a chance to actually get the win this time. And they really fought for it too. It was an actual battle on field. So to be able to get that close but not make it was just, you know, gut-wrenching for us. So, but I guess all you can do is just, you know, go put that in the back of your mind and start preparing for the next game as they do. And hopefully the next time they play, it'll be even more epic.
Yeah. Well, that game we're looking forward to is tomorrow night. You'll hear it live here on 98.9 FM from 6 p.m. Collingwood taking on the mighty Brisbane Lions. This will be a real test, eh?
Yeah, can't wait. And you know, this is a game here in Brisbane that usually sells out and really brings a lot of business to Brisbane, a lot of AFL interest as well. But unfortunately, we don't get to watch it at the Gabba. It will be in Melbourne. So make sure you stay tuned or get onto your KO apps or, you know, watch it live on Foxtel kind of situation because it's going to be good.
It will be a cracker. And of course, nothing we'd like to see more than Collingwood lose. So let's get it done, boys. Up the Lions.
Start a big fight here.
Thanks, Emma Mac. We miss you. We love you.
We miss you more. Take care, everybody, and stay indoors.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.